Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 31st of July, recording at 9:23 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In Asia, most stock markets were firmer. An exception was China, the China A shares, which drifted a little lower. But the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index was up over 1%. Now, in Europe, we had some early gains, but those faded out for the most part. I see Sweden closed with a tiny gain, but the rest were a little bit lower. Biggest declines looks like the FTSE 100 index, that's the UK, down just over 1%. The Spanish IBEX down just under 1%. A little profit taking in the Americas as well. Brazil, which had a huge gain the other day, is down 2% here today. That's the biggest sell-off. But Mexico down 1.5%. Wall Street, the S&P, less than 0.5% to the downside, less still for the NASDAQ, but nevertheless, they had shown some modest gains earlier on in the day. Long-dated government bond prices firmed against that background, particularly for the bunds and gilts. And the U.S. dollar overall mixed here. The euro firmed a little bit up to 123.05. Sterling, though, eased a little bit, 156.75. The Aussie is at 105.07. The Asian dollar index a little bit firmer. Precious metals, this was interesting because they rallied for yet another day early on, but those gains were then given up. And in after-hours trading, we have small losses. Gold has pulled back to 1614, and that's down just under $8. Silver is... gold at one stage had been up at 1628 and change. Silver is currently trading at 2789, had been up to 2833. Platinum is the one precious metal that's still showing a plus sign. That's at 1416.40, but it had been up to 1434.60. Crude oil was knocked back $2 here today. That brings the Brent back to just above 104, and the WTI is at 87.46. Natural gas was a fraction firmer. Industrial metals were mostly lower. I think tin was the exception. And agricultural commodities. The grain and bean complex had shown some early gains, particularly for corn, but then gave that up. And we've closed with small losses. Indeed, most commodities show some small losses in here today. Okay, what's going on overall? Well, stock markets on the last day of July, it hasn't been a bad showing. Really, if you take June and July, China A shares being the exception. But most other stock markets have shown this progression of higher reaction lows. And as you monitor them on these charts, those last lows in the series are the ones that are really important. Now, given the Wall Street leash effect, excuse me, we need to pay particularly close attention to the S&P. And while that has faltered just below some lateral and historic resistance up near the $1,400 level, it would have to break the two lows One just above the 1325 level, and the other one just about on the 1325 level, to indicate clear evidence of deterioration in this pattern overall. Now, again, investors remain nervous because last year, if only because last year, a July, small July rally, it was smaller than this one, petered out at the end of the month, and then August was a bit of a bloodbath on rising concern over the Greek situation within the Eurozone. And September saw some sharp downside moves as well. Well, so the fear is that this is going to be deja vu all over again, to quote Yogi. We had that statement last week, though, from Super Mario Draghi, saying that he was prepared to do whatever it took to save the euro, and I think the other comments or the additional words, but and believe me, that'll be enough, which has certainly led to a rally here and in most stock markets, and we have a short-term overbought condition, so we're likely to see a little bit of easing. Looks like stock markets lost upside momentum here today, although there was certainly nothing in the way of downward dynamics in these technical moves. But this is still a period of seasonal uncertainty, and therefore don't be surprised if we get a little pullback and more ranging activity overall. I won't really turn negative beyond a small pullback until or unless I see those lows taken out for the S&P that I referred to. And that's I'm the first in the sequence around the 1325 level are the ones that would shift my thinking were they to be taken out, and that would open the door to possibly a move all the way down to the important early June low, which is down around I think around the 1166. Okay, now. Bond prices, long-dated government bond prices had given up a bit of ground during this rally, so only slightly steadier in here today. So the yields are up off their lows. I think there's well, it, I, again, they'll take their cue from stock markets. It depends what we see over the next couple of months, but I think it's quite within the bounds of possibilities that we see a little bit further stock market firmness in coming months, and that we also see a little bit of additional weakness in those bond prices, a little bit higher yield overall. But I don't see any big jump in the yields anytime soon, given the soft economic environment globally, and the fact that most people are convinced that we face far more deflationary pressures than inflationary pressures, despite the sharp rise in a number of agricultural commodity prices led by the U.S. grain and bean complex. Elsewhere, industrial metals low. Some loss of downside momentum, but it's too soon to say that this is a major turning point. Precious metals strike me as about the most interesting of the commodity markets right now. And the patterns still look overall as if they are probably a support or in a support building phase. Now, as I've said in virtually every broadcast that I've done in recent weeks, that we won't have confirmation that this is a support building phase until after the event. And after the event would mean that we would have to see clear evidence of a short to medium term uptrend for those precious metals. That obviously hasn't happened yet. They had a test of the lower side of their ranges 8 days ago, but or was it 7 days ago? But have rebounded quite firmly. So again, as I say, it does look like accumulation, and that would make sense seasonally. So my best guess is still that we are in the early stages of the accumulation phase, following the long redistribution and corrective phase that occurred in response to those overextended MAs. And I think those are the main points. Did I mention the US dollar? I did. Again, it's likely to firm if we see, but not enough. I would say the US dollar is likely to firm if we see stock markets starting to pull back. And conversely, it tends to ease when we get the risk on mode. But overall, a lot of ranging going on in the currency markets. Best bet to weaken over the medium term, I would say the euro for obvious economic fundamental reasons. And the yen strikes me as very overvalued, at least as far as the Japanese export companies are concerned. And we've had the Ministry of Finance, or the Minister of Finance, talking about doing something. We still have a bit of a dog in the manger, Mr. Shinawatra, running the Bank of Japan. And that's helping to keep the yen stronger than it might otherwise be, or perhaps stronger than economic conditions justify at this stage. Okay, let's see what the 1st of August brings. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.